Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Lounge. Welcome back. It's the third episode of the semester. And, yeah, we're here with special guest William Healy.
Hello, everybody. Thank
you got to turn on your mic.
Oh, there we go.
Where's Rusty?
All right.
He's back.
There we go. It's much better.
So, hello, everybody. Yeah. Everybody, hope everybody's having a good Saturday. We still have one more person.
Hopefully. I think.
Hopefully. We've trusted him to show up here. But yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
Yeah, you're repping the you're repping the Notre Dame, the Marquette, and the Fenwick.
Yeah. My past, my present, and my never.
And your I don't even know how to describe. Football.
Yeah, my football. Football with no football.
How are they doing this year?
Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Doing well. Lost two, beginning of the season.
To who? Oh, to, let me guess. To the Gators?
No.
Miami.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. He is here. Oh, no. And Texas A&M.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, not fun.
Okay, but who they play today?
They actually are off today.
No, they don't play today.
They do not play today.
And this guy is gritting into the... How you doing, Michael?
Fantastic, fantastic. Parking on a Saturday, why is it that hard?
I don't know, but
let's
yeah.
Talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk
but
about
we
that.
We do have Michael Healy showing up.
Live here? Oh, we're live here. Apologies for being so late, Henry. Herney.
Henry.
I said Herney. I misspoke. Not trying to make excuses here.
There is no excuses, but it's okay.
I saw your text. I thought I responded, but I'm one of those kind of texters where it's like, I'll text it out, look at it, and then if like a fly comes by my phone, I'll get distracted, think I sent the text, and then move on with
you
my
see
dad.
Like the piece of hair on the phone?
Yeah, that's actually what happened. Like, didn't happen with the text, but it happened earlier that day. I was like, piece of hair. And then completely forgot to turn in an assignment. So
ooh, piece of candy.
That's literally what it was. Ooh, piece of candy.
That's what led you to not turning into an assignment?
Long story.
Seems like an excuse.
No. But
how was the bar yesterday? Uncle
good.
Buck's.
Good.
DJ sesh went well.
It went well.
Yeah. People at home.
Is that my shirt?
This guy's a... This guy's a DJ.
What's up, bro?
He's a DJ at what is it? Uncle Buck's.
Uncle Buck's.
You've been doing it for like a month now, right?
Wow. Yeah, I think so.
I always see like the promotion videos.
I can't post those things without laughing at myself.
DJ Red Star?
No, dude.
Do you have a name or no?
Yeah, it's just DJ Red Star.
No, it's not. It's not DJ Red Star. yeah, I got nothing. I mean, right now it's DJ Healy, but we have a cousin, DJ Healy, so it's like, and he's a musician, so it's like, I feel like someone's already got that.
Yeah.
Got that.
Well, we could come up with one. Well, you can come up with one.
I mean, I've thought of Funko Mike, but that's
what
also.
What the hell does that
Funko
mean?
Mike.
Funky Uncle Mike.
Why are you uncle? Oh, Bucks?
Oh, no, I just threw Funkle in there.
Funkle.
You sound like you smell bad.
Come on, man.
Funkle Michael.
Yeah, it actually kind of does. What other ones do we have? We had...
One of my teachers is actually a DJ.
Actually?
Yeah, his name is... I forgot what the DJ name is, but it's something with...
No way, it's Funkle Mike.
No. It's something because he's...
Uncle Stan?
Uncle Stan. His family's from Jamaica, so it's something with like...
Jamaican me crazy, man.
Something, I don't even know, like... I can't
reggae?
Even.
Afro House?
I don't know, but his first name is Alba J. And
nice.
Someone raised their hand and was like, could you change your name to Alba DJ?
Ooh.
And then everybody started dying.
That's a good one. There was another really stupid name I had. PM. Just PM.
PM?
Like,
simple?
Yeah. It stands for Pasty Mike, but no one would ever know that.
Pasty Mike.
That's that was my karaoke name in Czech Republic. That's how I got
PM.
That. Pasty Mike, but the guy, I guess, doesn't spell pasty the way I spelled it. So he would say posty.
Posty?
Posty Mike.
Yeah.
Pasta Mike.
How do you not spell it the same?
He said there was no E. I was like, what?
Wait. Is there usually an E? Oh, pasty. Yeah. Rusties.
Rusties. What if I
Rusty
go,
Mike?
Rusty.
Yes. Every time I go up there, it's just like, how do I do this again? Like, that's
sarcasm, my, a bit rusty.
That's my whole bit. It's just like, sorry. How do you? Wait, hold on, guys. I almost got this.
Sorry, I'm a bit rusty. And then you just.
With Rusties.
Do a lot of people go?
No. Oh. Absolutely. There was nobody there yesterday.
Really? Like, your roommates and none of them show up?
Actually, no. I want to shout out Trico, Bondo, and Simon Roth.
They pulled
people.
Up? They, yeah, let's go.
People. Round of applause for them. Round of applause for them.
There's just nobody.
There were three people?
I mean, there were people at the bar in the back of the room, like, periodically, but I would say there's no more than, like, eight people in the room at a time, including me and the bartender.
Hey, so do you get paid? Do you get paid for this?
Yeah.
Where's everybody else at?
Yeah.
It was $15 that you could drink at Red Rocks. That's like...
Obviously. Maybe you could get in there.
Maybe you should. Oh,
DJ Red Rock.
You could DJ some country tunes.
Country girl, shake it for me. Girl.
Do you just do Uncle Bucks or do you do
Funkle Bucks?
Funkle Bucks.
Yeah, I only do Uncle Bucks, but you know, we're trying to.
How did you get into that situation? Explain how you got in.
It first started with. Do you know Brennan?
Yes.
Yeah. She was planning, like, a parents' weekend thing or whatnot, and it was at Uncle Buck's, and they were like, oh, we could provide a DJ unless you had someone you wanted or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And she, like, the way she said it to our group, I thought it was, like, a joke. So I was like, oh, yeah, DJ Healy, yeah, let's get going. Like, Murph said something, and I was like, oh, yeah, ha, 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 ha. Next thing you know it. Some unknown numbers texting me. It's like, oh, give me a call when you have a chance or whatever. And then I talked to the owner of Uncle Buck's, and yeah, he's like, would you like to be a DJ for the bar pass, like, beyond the parents' weekend thing? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
So you do it every Friday night?
Not every Friday. It's like more or less every other Friday.
Yeah. Is it like a deal? Or is it just like a Friday night?
It's supposed to be a college night deal where it's, like $6 doubles or something.
Oh, I see.
$3 bombs, no cover.
Not bad. Is it right by? It's right by the Pfizer, right?
Yeah.
Is it right by Tavern?
Yeah, that's no longer a thing, you know.
What?
They closed?
Yeah, Tavern's closed.
Tavern?
I didn't realize that till I was walking there.
Man, what an L! They had good food.
They did.
The place was good. I like that.
Damn, rest in peace.
Is Culver's still going?
Culver's?
Yeah.
Like the global that's still kicking. Right?
I think it's pretty good. It's pretty popular.
Yeah, no, their quarter ended pretty well, I'd have to guess.
Nice. It's good. I don't know what quarter ends in November, but, you know.
I never said it ended in November.
Oh, you did. you're just saying the last quarter.
The last quarter they had was probably pretty
the
good.
The last quarter? Who's on the quarter?
25 cents.
No,
who's on
the 25 cent quarter? Michael.
Do you know?
I do know.
Do you know horse donkey poo?
Excuse me. Excuse me, Funky Mike.
Funkle,
what'd you call me,
Funkle Mike?
Oh wait, this is a little callback. All right.
Time out. Who's on the coin?
Yeah.
Oh,
you gotta figure out who's on the quarter.
No, phone down.
I think it's... No.
I have a guess, but I think I'm completely wrong.
Are you serious? You don't know?
It's on the penny.
Oh, my God.
Lincoln, baby!
Is that Lincoln? Lincoln's
you thought
on the
Lincoln was on the quarter?
No, it's Washington's on the quarter.
Yes.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
So I would have gone the wrong.
What were you going to say?
Well, let's hear that callback.
John F. Kennedy.
Andrew Jackson.
That's, no,
that's what I thought.
No, he's on the
$20 bill, right?
$20.
Oh, I was gonna say it. Who's on the hundo?
Benji.
Ben.
Ben.
Counting all these Benjis. Sorry.
All right, yeah, we'll move on. Call back to when you said, what did the guy say?
Yep, no, that's a good callback.
Call back to what?
Call back to, call no. back to when did you say that?
When you said change your name to Anba DJ or something.
Oh, what?
The professor. The
Jamaican. Oh, Alba DJ?
Yeah. So that made me think about this kid yesterday.
This is going to be really stupid.
This kid yesterday in my class, the teacher like cold called on him. And he's like, blah, blah, I don't know his name. Whatever. Like, do you know the answer? And he goes, gang, I'm going to keep 100 with you. I just woke up. And the teacher goes, okay.
Dude, I've had like no experiences where it's like I've had a funny answer in class, like, but that I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I just woke up. What class was that in?
Financial finance.
That's crazy, man. in O'Brien, I'm assuming.
There was a class I took. Good class, but we had like a opening question every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the back of class, and my goal was to just get like the most obscure answer for every question. And it was just like really simple questions. And it was like, what was a good invention? Squatty potty. Boom.
Nice.
Did they have a reaction to it or no?
Well, no, this teacher was so nice. I mean, God bless her soul. She's amazing. But she was just like, oh, that's, she was so like re-encouraging. Like, oh, that's. That's good. That's a good one. I was like, no, it's not. Don't
stop this.
Stop.
It is not a good one.
You're fueling my fire right now.
Yeah.
What other answers did you give?
Oh, there was one that... It was so funny, I guess, that a girl came up to me from my class in the bar and was like, that was funny. I was like, hey, thanks.
Oh.
That's good.
Nothing came of it, yeah.
That's
cool.
I forgot.
What was the question? It was like... I think it was like something about like what's your biggest fear or something about fear. And I'm pretty sure I said something like, oh yeah, waking up with wet socks would suck. Something like it didn't, like, it could technically be the answer to the question, but it was also like, why is that the answer to the question?
You just like make an exam and just put like obscure answers. Just like, oh, yeah. That's random.
Do you ever have those teachers that would purposely...
No.
A sigh of dismay.
Henry, how you doing?
Henry.
Second time.
Henry. I don't know. What did you just do?
What do you feel about the World Series if you watched it yesterday?
Didn't the Blue Jays put beat A last night?
Yeah, they scored a...
Grand Slam,
two-run home run. And
salami.
And a walk-in run. So it was a 9-run inning.
Wow. That was the upside of nobody being in a box, is that I just watched that game.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I had work, so I only saw... I got back home around like the bottom of the sixth, and that's when they had the 9-run inning.
Oh. The bottom of the what?
The bottom of the sixth.
Six.
He's muted.
Hey, that was the first time that was actually said on this podcast.
There we go.
I'm so glad it took this long.
I'm a trailblazer.
My marketing teacher was talking about it.
I mean, in terms of marketing, it's working.
Marketing for what, the song?
No. Well, that, but also there's like all some people, like people are doing 6-7 stuff, and it works.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
I think if a company did that, I would never go there again.
Well, yeah, that's why the companies that you would never go to again are doing that.
And are winning.
Because they don't have you as a customer. Stanky. What are you doing? So we're smooching mics today.
Are you DJing tonight again?
Oh, hell no.
No?
I hope not.
What's your plan for
today?
What's
the plan?
Yeah, Ronnie, give me a run. Ronnie,
what is your plan for
today? Let's see, I got an hour after this to, it's literally boring, I'm just really going to catch up on emails, and then I got work from 1 to 3, and then from 3 to 5:36, I'm going to be at the library, and then from 6 to 8, Lyft, and yeah.
I feel like a degenerate just thinking of what I would be doing instead of that. Good for you. I mean, yeah.
Hernie is going to go places.
Yeah, so, Hernie, when you big make your places. First trillion, can I just get like a dollar?
Yeah.
That's how much you pick out of the trillion.
I feel like that's how much I've contributed.
Honestly, I'll just give you a high five.
That's how much
high five.
That's how much I've contributed to his success. About a dollar's worth of the trillion.
Yeah, but that's my plan for today, at least.
What tunes are we rocking with throughout the day at these
tunes?
At the study session, not the gym. Actually, no. Gym. What's your gym playlist?
My gym playlist is a lot of Spanish rock and Spanish alternative rock.
Oh, you might have to put me onto some of that.
I will. I can. It's really good in my opinion.
From the Spanish rock I have heard, I do like it.
I don't know. I've been listening to it since the summer. So for a good like 3 months, 4 months.
Is it like, I mean, I can't really think of like.
It's like Daddy Yankee?
No.
Oh. Not even close.
What's that guy?
It's like, think. What does he do? I don't know, like.
No, that's.
It's not like pop. It's more like alternative rock.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm trying to think of like a band that's similar to it. It's like. I don't know, because like, they're mostly like 90s, early 2000s guys. I actually cannot think of a good comparison. I just because like, they're just unique, that's why.
It's like Bob Dylan and Nirvana
went
downtown, you know what I'm saying?
Went downtown? What?
But yeah, I've just been doing that. And then, obviously, Tame Impala dropped his new album.
That first song is
it's a banging album. Yeah. That's it. Well, I liked about half of it.
Just learned that Tame Impala, just one dude.
Just one guy.
Yeah.
I thought it was a band.
Just these guys.
Just us boys.
But yeah, it's just him. So you listened to that song before while we were waiting to start. That was just one guy. He created all that. He plays the drums, plays the guitar, plays bass.
How many?
Just us guys.
How many albums does he like pump out a year?
This is his first album since 2022.
Yeah,
wow. So it takes a while.
He took like a good 2 years and just like self-isolated and just created this.
Wow. Good for him.
Well done.
Well done, Mr. Paula.
Mr. Parker.
Peter Parker?
Kevin Parker.
Oh, is that his name?
Kevin Parker, yeah.
Kevin Parker.
An Australian.
Isn't there a Barker? Bob Barker? Who's Bob Barker?
Who is that?
Isn't that a TV character? Is that the dad from Uncle or Good Luck Charlie?
I don't know. I didn't watch that show.
You got any insight?
What?
What was it? Bob?
Bob Barker?
Bob Barker?
Bob Barker? No, isn't that dog in some show?
No, I don't think so.
Bob Barker.
Let's see what Siri has to say.
Oh, he's the Price is Wrong bleep, and he's the Price is Right guy.
So you could,
the Price is Right, and he's the, you remember?
Why'd you say Price is Wrong?
Yeah, what?
Because in Happy Gilmore, he's the guy that got punched, he's the guy that punches Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, the Price is Wrong.
Oh, yeah. He died recently, right? Yeah.
Did Bob Barker bark his last bark?
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah. Oh, no, he just taped his final episode in 2007. June 6th, 2007.
Oh, my God.
6-7!
I'm so glad. So, last year, I had a little internship at a school, like, working with, like, say, first to third graders, and they were, I think it was like when it was like the whole like Skibby toilet thing.
Oh,
was going
my
on.
God.
So these kids would say that like so often. I can't imagine what they're doing now.
I think I would actually, if I had to deal with kids, I would probably like snap on them and then like just return what they're saying tenfold. So if they're going like 6-7, I would just like scream in their face. Like, 6-7!
You'd be a great father.
Oh. Thanks.
Thanks.
Nah, you'll just be Funky Uncle Mike.
I'll be Funky Mike, bro. We're going to Funko Mike's.
I can't even.
Smells bad.
I can't even imagine what they're saying now. Like if I was to go back to the school,
if I had to take a guess,
they'd probably
it would be the combination of two numbers.
Yeah, the sixth number of the alphabet and the seventh.
You know what? You know what I like. Someone said they had a real estate exam, and it triggered the old meme. I hadn't heard this in a while, but I immediately, like, without missing a step, I turn and go, it's free real estate.
It's a classic.
Oh, that's a good clip.
What's the like, dub over of a song? Isn't that in a song? No? Yeah.
I can't think of it.
It's like,
got some nice gulps there.
Yeah, speaking of gulps, I'm going to need some of this bad boy. Thank you.
Will, how is, you live in Schrader?
I do.
How is it?
What do you think? Very fun. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, there was a fire alarm.
What time?
At around 11:30.
Yeah. The night?
Yes.
Ooh. We kind of had the same.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Did the washing machine catch fire?
No, some kid smashed the fire extinguisher and then sprayed it all over their common room, and that set off everything. Because he, like, once you take it out, the alarm's going to go.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Why did he?
Why would someone do that?
I don't know.
Is that on your floor?
I'm pretty sure he was blacked out. No, sixth floor.
What's the floor above six?
It's the eighth floor.
Ah! Where did the number go? That's tough.
That actually happened our year, too.
Yeah.
There's no fire alarm.
Yeah, me and my friend were in my room.
Oh, yeah. And well, that was dumb.
That wasn't even me, first off.
Well, it was your fault.
It was the dryer caught fire.
Oh.
Are you talking about a different time?
I was talking about the fire extinguisher.
No. Yeah. The dryer catching fire, that was stupid.
That was insane.
That was at, like, midnight,
yeah.
too.
Do you know Kate Carr?
Yes.
She was the one that, like, found it.
Oh, actually?
Like, she's doing her laundry by herself in the room, and she's, like, just looking at, like, this, like, dark cloud in one of the things. And she starts, like, she pulls out her phone. She's like, what is it? And just starts catching fire. She's like, oh, I should probably go tell someone.
Phone catches fire?
No.
The dryer. Yeah, it was stick like, with me, stupid. It was at midnight, and it was freezing outside.
It was so cold. I forgot about that.
I didn't leave.
What?
That bad? The fire alarm was going off, and he's like, the voice was like, please go to the nearest fire exit.
Well, did you know it was just a fire extinguisher?
No.
So you're an idiot.
I just stayed.
Yeah.
It was too late. I had to get my sleep.
And my RA
didn't leave, so.
How are you getting your
sleep? Well, that's a good precedent.
Sorry, my RA did leave, but I was being a bad boy.
I don't like that at all.
I was being a very bad boy.
Okay. I can't even look your direction.
No, I took my melatonin already, and I was very sleepy.
How are you going to sleep throughout? Please exit. Please exit. Like, no.
Yeah, I was going to sleep.
What floor are you on?
I'm on the eighth floor.
Nice. What room?
807.
Oh.
I'm in the room where, like, some bad things happened last year, apparently.
807.
I was in 861.
Wait, 807? No. Who told you that?
What were you in?
Last year.
860 yeah. What?
It's the kid that got...
Oh, wait.
What?
Did you not hear about that?
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that? Two. Roommate. Two. Other unconscious roommate.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he got arrested.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you not hear about that?
No.
Yeah, it happened in my room. Had to carry on the tradition.
Whoa!
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 Give me that.
Oh, man. What room were you in? Four? I mean,
no, eight. I mean, the opposite of yours.
Yeah.
What was your number?
61. 861. It's not even that close to it. Six numbers away.
Wait, were you on the fourth floor of Commons?
No, he was on sixth floor of Commons.
Okay, so if you were... 861. I was, I think 837.
837?
No, that's not on the same side.
Okay, sweet.
I don't know.
No, I would have been. Yeah, I would have been. I would have been odd number because we're on the same side.
Yeah, we were
technically. Oh, I thought you guys were saying you guys are across from each other.
No, we were next door neighbors. It was just the bathroom and the elevators were in the middle.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, that's like 844 or something.
Yeah.
No. No. Guarantee you there was a 3 in it. I think it's 837.
The one right off this like stairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's 837.
Which side were you on the elevators? Like, get off the elevators?
Right side.
You were on the right side?
I was on the left side. He was on the right side.
Yeah, that's 844. My buddy lives there.
I know it's an odd number. I can guarantee you that.
Well, why don't we go check, guys?
Oh, wait.
All right, we'll be back.
Wait, is 837 my address?
Oh, my gosh.
I think that might be.
No, it's not.
No, that wouldn't be your address. Because I'm on the 700 block of.
What is it?
Oh wait, no. Oh, you are on the eight.
Yeah, so I'm right. I think I'm right with all my addresses right now.
How many addresses do you have?
Yeah, trap house.
Get up on my trap house.
But the trader's been good though. I mean,
yeah, it's been fun. A lot of fun.
I thought it was really fun, except the bathroom.
Our bathroom's like clean. Everybody keeps it clean.
Ours was decent.
Ours
was fine.
Decent, but it's just still a Schrader 100-year-old bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah, there's a lot of pee.
6 was by far worse than ours. 4-6.
What happens to be the floor above that one?
The girls' floor? I don't know.
I just remember your room was like a. Like a charging station for me.
Why?
Because it's either I go into my like any room I go into, it's my room. It was either Patsy's screaming at the TV.
Patsy? His name's Patsy?
No, it changes every time I say his name. Or I would go down to the 6th floor and it's like Curran just being Curran.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, let me go to
what floor did you go to?
Actual conversation with.
And, yeah.
You know,
facts.
Enjoy myself. What?
What floor did you go to see Curran?
Dude,
six, seven.
My grandpa listening is probably gonna be like, "What are these guys?"
I'm so sorry. You gotta lead with our viewership.
Yeah, who's our viewers?
Yeah,
what?
You gotta lead with who I'm talking to.
I feel like we're always talking just into like dead air.
Yeah, I always think we're talking into. Dead air, but then you tell me after I just said the most obscene thing ever that's like, oh yeah, my whole family was listening and they hate you now. It's like,
do you still think that nobody listens to this?
Like
a lot of my cousins actually listen to this, which is crazy.
I know there's a listener right now on my end, so.
You're listening to it
right now?
No. My friend.
Oh.
So we got a listener.
But I'm saying like.
You think I could see if I could get Joe to listen.
Get all the boys listening. Get all the boys up and moving.
I got. Like, so many, I've been notified from a lot of my cousins. They're just like, oh, yeah, we listen to it every time it gets, like, posted and stuff. I'm like, damn, I didn't even know that.
Oh, they listen to it after?
Yeah, it's all.
I think after is the move.
After is
always. No, it's got to be during.
During's cool.
During keeps it pure.
I feel like, I haven't seen the stats, but, like, I feel like the majority of people listen to the actual
Spotify.
Recording.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The actual recording being what you post to Spotify?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. The thing is, I wish I could put it to, like, Apple Music, but I don't know how to do that.
Who has more listeners, Spotify or Apple Music?
I would think Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify's on the decline, though.
Is it actually?
Why?
Because they've just raised their prices, I think. They reduced a lot of music they have, and something about, like, their plans changing. Like, you know how they have the family plan and whatnot?
Yeah.
Like, it's still a thing. It's just, like, I think it's changed a little bit. I could be making all of this up, but I think I read that somewhere.
Because I know they got the student pass too.
Oh yeah,
which is like
student pass.
That's worth it. So
uh-huh.
I don't know, but yeah, that's I would say like the majority of people listen to the Spotify version.
Yeah,
of it.
You think we were in anybody's Spotify Wrapped?
Hopefully
not.
What?
Actually, I think. You were in mine. We were in mine.
Wait, why don't we want to be in someone's Spotify Wrapped?
Wait, I didn't even. I thought it was only songs.
You could get a podcast if you listen to enough. I think.
Yeah. I think because I turned on the Pat McAfee podcast and ours came up
Right? Are you serious?
Not ours, yours. This is your podcast. Yeah, yours came up, and then Pat McAfee's. So,
huh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
I also got it recommended somewhere. I forgot where I got it recommended. Not by someone, but on my phone.
I don't know. There's no. I feel like I've maxed out in terms of like promoting stuff. Because I don't know what else I would do.
You've plateaued.
I think so, which is not a bad thing, in my opinion. No. I think it just means I've reached a good stability and just kind of go with that method like forever. Because there's only a certain amount of things you can really change.
We should, are you going to continue the podcast after school?
Well, I still can do this for 2 more years.
Oh, true. True. So, I need to come back for that.
You need a job.
Okay.
You need to get a job.
You need to really settle down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be doing it definitely for the time that I'm here.
Don't know what that was.
I was in a hard count.
And then after, I don't know. We'll see. Because then I would have to invest in my own
studio
equipment. And which it's not that hard because, I mean, there's so many people that do podcasts right now.
Who is that? Who do I know that person?
I don't know. Probably not.
Is that a...
No. Is it a dude?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
But,
Go ahead, Ernie.
What was I going to say?
Podcast.
Oh, yeah. I would need to... Well, because you know how people always make the comments. They're like... They're like, oh, they need to raise the prices for podcast equipment because like people would be saying like random stuff or like people be talking about kind of like us. But
what?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're qualified. No, anytime I'm on this show, I feel like we could be shut down for just so many things. Like this is the first time in a long time I can recall we're this far into the show.
And yeah,
we haven't said anything that terrible.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. There's
freshman year, you want to go back?
Okay,
somewhere?
Well, that's freshman year. Okay, that's like the baby stage of this was just not real because
also the
I didn't know what I was doing.
8 a.m. wake up.
Yeah.
Can we admit to that was insane?
Well, it was. I mean, I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, okay, okay. I just wanted to.
It was insane. I mean, even looking back, 9 a.m. was insane. So we finally got a decent time.
We got the start 11 time slot.
So. It's been that way, but I don't know. The beginning stages of this was definitely crazy because I didn't know what I was doing.
Just
I kind of still don't know what
just
I'm doing.
Buttons.
Just kind of talk.
Or just having fun.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I don't. Hey. I wouldn't say I'm faking it. I would say I'm more like
making it till you make it.
Making it.
Wow.
And then seeing what happens.
After
making it till I
just kind of
making it till I see what happens. Nice little
like
favorite
it.
Saying.
It's like
it's a great thing.
It's like when you just like you don't know what to do, so you just start like throwing out stuff, and then like eventually something will stick.
You're like, that works.
When I don't know what to do, I just start throwing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just
so why aren't you throwing up?
Up, Chuck.
Crazy vomiting reflex.
Oh, I don't.
Keep it hungry as you teach. I just woke.
I just woke. Gang, I'm going to keep it hungry with you. I just woke up.
All right, I got a
did
quick
the class like laugh at that or did you,
it like, was kind of like a mix of what? And like people giggling, but like
what time was the class at?
What time is that class at? 11?
That's crazy.
11 any
gang, I just woke
gang,
up.
I just woke. It's actually a night class. Sir, it's 4 p.m.
He's a bat.
Doesn't come out until the sun's down.
That's cool. Michael, how's the lifting been going for you?
Okay. Actually, good. It's actually been good. But since Nashville, have not been
Yeah, I forgot.
Haven't been back in the gym.
It's been a week. Yeah. Not even a week.
Not even a week, but...
Yeah, that's not that bad. Took a week off.
That's not bad. Taking a week off is normal.
Oh, okay.
So when was the last time you lifted?
That Thursday?
Yeah.
That Wednesday?
Yeah, so it's just like a week off.
I think I know what we're doing after this.
No.
Because okay. You can see this guy is pushing 225.
Yeah, no, I got the text message.
Did you record it?
No.
Oh.
I probably should start recording my lifts.
I recorded it last time. Well, I don't really do it, but like the time that I did, what, 500 on the leg press? Yeah, I said I didn't record it.
Yeah.
And then I, you were just like,
that was hot.
That was awesome. I think I woke up to that.
I was genuinely a little mad. You're like, yeah, I just did that. I was like,
and yeah, I didn't record it. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. Next time we're gonna record.
Because I feel like you are the one that's always on top of like major like achievements in the gym, and you're like, and you post it. So it's like, I'm waiting.
I love your gym posts.
Which ones?
The ones on your Snapchat story.
Gets me fired up.
The what is it, like the pictures or the videos? I don't know.
Both.
Okay.
Just keep them coming.
Yeah.
I see, the thing is, it would be really cool.
Really weird.
It would be really cool to like post a lot of stuff on social media regarding the gym. But like when you have like the guy with like the tripod. Like you look so sweaty.
There's a dude in...
You could do, like...
And especially at a college campus, yeah, you're just going to get... That. You're just asking to get judged.
Like, clowned.
But, like, to be fair, you shouldn't worry about what other people think.
Yeah.
But
if you're filming in a gym, you should.
I feel like the people that do that kind of get a bad rap for some reason.
I think it's just because they look like meatheads.
Yeah.
But, like, the people would, like... I think it direct towards like people that like get really pissed like when people walk in there, they're like, oh, why would you do that?
I think you should. I think you should start in front of a bathroom.
You go to the bathroom, dude.
Dude, this is literally a stall.
You're in my stall. I don't know what you want me to do.
Why'd you walk in front of my camera, dude? What? I just wanted some toilet paper.
I didn't know how else to get out of here.
Like, they'd be the type of person that sets the tripod in the corner and they're just, like, at the urinal.
Yeah. Pants to the ankles. Just,
like, two sets of urination.
I do urination to failure every time.
That's literally what it is.
Technically, you do that every time.
Well.
You push yourself.
Yeah, you do.
Are you holding, like, half in?
Well.
Oh, my gosh.
Glass half full kind of guy.
That doesn't even apply here.
What are you talking about?
But have you seen that clip of like it's someone's recording at the gym and they set it down like underneath a bench and then it's that person like,
oh yeah. It's just the old guy's like,
wait, what?
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of, that's gonna happen if I start recording.
I think you should like start recording it and doing it, but in a way that it's like tailored to you, because it's like you are not a guy that would walk in with a tripod and be like, get out of my way.
Yeah,
like the subtlety of Herney, just, you know, just
place it down.
Place
I
it down somewhere.
I feel like
capture
I would
it raw, capture it live, get some fat sweaty old guy doing some curls.
Go to the gym and just start filming other people.
middle of set, like right in their face. Just, you're done lifting, throw the dumbbell,
pick up your phone, and just start filming them.
This is a day at the gym, baby. And it, like, purposely records you finishing the set, only finishing the set, and then just.
You got it. Good job. Keep them coming.
You see their eyes just like.
Mom's tuned in.
Mom's tuned in.
Mom is tuned in.
Mi madre, mi madre.
Mom is. Feet, boots on the ground.
What? How does that?
Send me a space and tell my aunt she can have what's left.
What? What did you just say? Sell me space and anything. What?
Send me to space and tell my aunt she can have what's left of me.
I've never heard that before.
I'm convinced he just made
it. Is that not a saying?
No! In what world is this a saying?
I don't. It's kind
of going to start using that now.
It's the same saying as like, say a phrase. Like, I'll give the comparison.
Okay. That's a load of malarkey.
What? Who has said that in the past century?
Me.
All right. I don't, do you know any good sayings?
It's like,
look what the cat dragged in.
Yeah,
look what the cat dragged in. That's like.
Send me off to space, and my aunt gets the rest of me. Like, what? How do those two?
No, that doesn't compare to... No, that's not a good sign.
Oh, yeah, that's where it gets... Where
it's like,
gets.
Look what the cat dragged in.
Uh-huh.
That's like...
Look what the cat dragged out to space, and my aunt can have whatever's left of the cat.
No, you know, no. It's like, what's up, Uncle Greg? Like, how's that hanging?
That's what the space to answer.
No. That's what the cat dragged in. It's like, hey, Uncle Greg, what's going on?
How is a cat dragging an Uncle Greg into
the
room?
No, okay, I understand that.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Okay,
so it's
okay,
like,
see?
Oh, look who it is. Like,
yeah. Oh,
the cat dragged in.
Yeah, look what the cat dragged in. But, Uncle Greg, you're here.
But like,
yeah, okay, so then what's the comparison for the space ant lady?
Send me to space.
Send me to space and tell my aunt she can have what's left of me?
Yeah.
You know that one? I mean, what's a good comparison?
I just reacted the way I did for the last 30 seconds because I knew it.
I'll just keep going with Uncle Greg. It's like, send me a space and tell my aunt she can have what's left of me. It's like, what's up, Uncle Greg? Why are you knocking my socks off?
I was thinking of knocking your socks
off. You can't explain a saying.
Hey, Uncle Greg, stop blowing my jeans off.
Uncle Greg, why are you blowing off all my clothes? You gotta calm down.
Oh, no. So
every time Uncle Greg just pokes up with a leaf blower.
Do you guys have Uncle Greg?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would be.
Do you?
No.
Okay, we're clear.
What if there's like an Uncle Greg listening?
Hopefully he doesn't blow your clothes off with a leaf blower.
My clothes are all on right now. So Uncle Greg is nowhere to be seen.
So we got blow your clothes off with a leaf blower and send me to space and tell my aunt she can have the rest.
Send me to space and, you know, tell my aunt what's up while she's out there.
This is the point where 40, 50 years from now, and we're like, so that saying is popular now? And you're like, where did that originate
from? Yeah, where did that originate from? It was in the lounge.
In the podcast room in Marquette University.
Yeah. Three fellows.
Okay, so you did make it up completely.
Which one?
Both. You made up?
The space one you made up for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of that one. And then blow your clothes.
Stop doing that. I don't like that.
All right. Just say like a common phrase again. Let's see if I can... Think of my equivalent.
I don't.
Bolly G, Betsy, that's a good old cow.
Uncle Greg.
Uncle Greg, you can't do that.
That's a good cow, you said? Yeah. Uncle Greg, we'll keep it white and black. Don't blow my jeans off.
I'm trying to think of like the setting of this. Like, I'm trying to think.
Where would this be an acceptable place to say something like this?
Yeah, I just don't.
Oh, here's chicken for dinner. Oh, thanks, Auntie Greggy.
Auntie Greggy.
You got an Auntie Greggy.
Send me the space, and you get whatever I have left. Like. Oh, is that like saying I have some leftovers and my aunt can have
it? No.
So it's like, oh, I'm really full, auntie. No. You can send me to space. You can get whatever's left.
No, have whatever's left of me.
What does that even,
Huh?
All right, moving on.
Yeah, all right.
Halloween.
Moving on to space.
Halloween.
It's next week.
Guess this is Bella.
What's the plans? What's the?
I'm trying to convince my house to have a house party.
On the Friday Halloween.
Huzzah!
I had no idea. It could honestly be a Wednesday.
Because we're hosting a party for club tennis. Apparently. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not organizing it. So
fair enough.
I'm just gonna be coming home from work, and there's gonna be hopefully not 50 people. Hopefully, like a good 25.
What if they're 27 and it's me and Michael?
What? I mean, I feel like you guys would pull up. And I don't really. I have no idea who's going to be at this party. I don't know any of these people.
You should pull up to our house. Just
I will.
Seek refuge over at ours.
I will.
Please.
Or come to Schrader.
No, don't do that. Don't ever do that.
I feel like I will never go back to Schrader unless, like, I have a kid that goes to Marquette and lives there.
I've actually gone there a couple times for breakfast.
Their breakfast is so good.
Like, I'll open still Valley. Good? Yeah, still bangs. Yeah. Still sends me out to space and still can't get what I sent back.
Still sends me to space
to my aunt.
Still has the rest of it.
And her cat drags some Uncle Greg guy in. I don't know.
Blows
but
clothes off.
He's got this really big leaf blowing empire. And it's like
blowing my clothes off.
What is wrong with it? I mean, why?
They'll be talking about this for years to come.
how Uncle Greg blew my clothes off.
How
Uncle Greg just blew my jeans off
with the leaf blower.
And my aunt.
Actually, I'm going to look up in like obscure phrases.
Had what's left of me.
Did you ever see Minutemen, the movie?
I've heard of it. Don't know if I have.
Disney movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yes.
Yeah, good movie.
It's a great movie.
Weird old phrases.
What was that? Just like a question?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like a okay.
You just said Minutemen. Minutemen. All right.
All right.
Cat got your tongue.
Oh, Uncle Greg, don't give me all that tongue.
Oh no. Okay. Oh.
No. No. We can't do. No,
Uncle Greg, I need more.
It just gets worse. Don't get your knickers in a twist. I swear, I'm not making
I know,
this up.
It's the talking about pants.
Oh. A lighthearted way to tell someone not to overreact. Overreact. Far from, wait, I can't read. Oh my cheesy peeps. Far more playful than the modern calm down. Okay.
That was the saying.
Mad as a hatter. Could you guess what that means? I don't know.
Mad as a hatter.
Mad as a hatter.
Mad as a hatter?
Huh.
Used to describe someone delightfully eccentric.
Oh.
Mad as a hatter.
Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy.
That's a good one.
An old-fashioned exclamation of surprise. Nobody's quite sure who Betsy was, but you can't say it without sounding endearingly dramatic.
Heavens to Betsy.
Well, Betsy was my aunt.
Don't take any wood and nickels.
Okay, you gotta stop.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
What?
That's a saying?
I'm reading.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Another wonderfully silly exclamation for disbelief. It's impossible to say without smiling. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
I feel like this is just like white people talk a lot.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned phrases from...
You got it, gang.
Like
Heaven's to Betsy.
I don't know. At least, there was something productive that we got done as we created two new wonderful phrases.
I wouldn't claim both of them to be wonderful, but...
But that's the thing. A lot of these phrases, you don't know what they mean.
Here's another one for you. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. It's all about the phrases, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
All about interpretation.
You just say, everybody interprets it differently, so...
See, like, right now, there could be an Uncle Greg out there really mad at us. When in reality, hey Uncle Greg, don't send us off to space and blow our clothes off at the same time.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
That's all you gotta do, bro.
We just can't have that.
Can't. What did you just do? What?
I don't really know.
But that's okay. So, like, when you have... So, do you get, like, a microphone when you're DJing?
No.
Oh, because I was going to say.
I could.
You could say. Send me.
Oh, you could say, hey, Uncle Box, blow my jeans
with that leaf blower.
I'm a chair. Come sit on me.
What?
The Lego movie.
Get more ass than a toilet seat. No? No. No? Timeout? That's a timeout? All right.
That's a technical foul.
Yo. Quick math. 156
okay.
Minus
I mean,
89.
Huge timeout.
Did you poop your pants?
Just a little bit. It smells horrendous over here.
Oh, no. I'm glad I'm over here.
Oh, my gosh. Get out of here.
Get real. Okay. Cut it out.
We're good.
Why?
Oh, my gosh.
I just got a kickback on that one.
Yeah, so
that thing
smells that's what he gets.
Awful.
Well, anyway, back to my quick math. 156 minus 89.
Is this 67?
Six!
minus 89?
What do you know? It is. Wait,
there's no way. It's in no way.
156 minus 89.
Oh. 156. I said 150.
50? 150? Yeah, that's a bad smelling fart.
Do you like scary movies?
I hate scary movies.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
I feel like I don't really watch them. But
also,
I can't watch them alone. But I can watch them with a group of people.
Yeah.
Halloween themed. What? Like besides Thriller, Somebody's Watching Me, and like Ghostbusters and Monster
Goosebumps.
Mash. What? Like what?
I got song.
Yeah. What songs?
I mean, this is a classic.
The new Tame Impala album
is very Halloween esque.
Yeah, I could play it to finish this off.
Do not mind that.
Yes.
I don't like that idea at all.
So. What a final What final statements you guys got for us?
Oh, we're at the final statement.
Wait,
already?
this is like
yeah. I mean, it's 53, man. We got what? And the song is 4 minutes.
This is a kind of a
yes.
I mean, yeah. That's if this turns into a trap beat, I'm gonna kill you.
All right. Just waiting to get copyrighted.
Yeah, we're already past that. I mean, if we didn't get copyrighted after my angelic pipes,
I don't know if you know that, but a lot of the episodes that I recorded got taken off because of copyright.
What copyright?
The songs that I play.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why I do a little hack to get around it, and nobody's gonna know.
I'll have to hear that off air.
Yeah.
I'll have
to hear that. Give me what the final.
Final conclusion.
Overall. What's up?
Final 60 seconds. Go ahead, one. What's on the table?
I'm counting.
What's the slate here?
What's the slate?
Yeah, what do you got going?
Yeah, what's...
Give
what's,
words of wisdom. Say something.
Oh, words of wisdom?
Closing remarks.
You know, I just hope everybody has a great weekend, a great week to come. You know, it's going to be a cold one, but, you know,
You can always grab a cold one.
You can always grab a cold one, and you can always just sit down with the fellas, you know. Talk ball. Sometimes you need it.
Yes.
And a guy like Deion Lewis.
What?
You know, just a glue guy. He's sitting back there, protects his quarterback.
What is happening? Okay. Thank you, Ernie.
No, keep going. I didn't mean to do that.
I did. I thought you muted me for a second.
And we're back.
I tried doing something and it didn't work.
Well, to follow off a
just get a glue guy. Just get a glue guy. That's all you need. Yeah, all you need. Okay. That's my conclusion.
My conclusion is that whatever you do, whether you be studying, whether you be drinking some cold ones, whether you be doing whatever in between, blowing your socks off with your Uncle Greg,
no.
Whatever you may be doing, just enjoy it.
Exactly. Enjoy life.
Enjoy it.
Hey, you only got this thing called life one time around.
Yeah.
Might as well enjoy it.
Life's too short.
Taste it and...
Don't take life so seriously.
Nobody makes it out of life alive.
Wait, what? When did that happen?
Enjoy the run.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
Closing thoughts, Herney.
Passing it to thank you.
The MC Herney.
For coming on and joining us today for a good hour. Fun laughs, a lot of laughs.
A lot of
actually.
Laughs. Had some fun times.
Good laughs. Hopefully we could do this again before the semester ends.
Oh, yeah. I need to before I
go abroad.
Head off.
So, yeah, we'll definitely make this happen again. And, yeah, we just have this weekend. Hopefully it's good. Tomorrow's going to be a really nice day. You know, today's a little cloudy, but.
That's fine.
Weather is it's hanging up there a little bit before it starts dropping.
Yeah.
So we're hanging on for dear life. So
yeah.
Just
like your clothes with Uncle Greg.
Yeah.
What?
Just the leaf blower, bro.
Support Funkle Mike, Uncle Bucks
Uncle
on
Bucks.
Fridays. Look for the post on his Instagram at Michael. I don't know his Instagram.
At Michael. At Michael's Instagram.
At Michael's Instagram. com/. .gov, whatever.
It's a government website.
I don't know, but we'll end it here, and we'll end with a good song here. So
thank you, Herney, for having us on.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Shout out, Herney.